Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, December 5th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we are again taking a look at the American economy with a special emphasis on the words of former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. That's right, the former chairman, Alan Greenspan, speaks, the maestro. He speaks and he admits some things about the U.S. economy. We start with two statements that we'll examine in light of Mr. Greenspan's recent words. The first statement from economist Richard Daugherty, better known as the Mugambo Guru, quote, saving money is incompatible with a hedonistic, self-centered life. Let me say that again, folks. Saving money is incompatible with a hedonistic, self-serving life. All right, statement number two from Alan Greenspan. Quote, a gold standard money is incompatible with a welfare entitlement economy. Said again, a gold standard money is incompatible with a welfare entitlement economy. As I said, Mr. Greenspan has been on the speaking trail lately. He spoke to the Council on Foreign Relations and to the New Orleans Investment Conference, among other places. And some of the things he said give us insight into why the United States is now in a fatal debt spiral, with debt now passing $18 trillion. With great candor, Mr. Greenspan has issued a warning by confessing to what we already believe to be true, that is, he is personally responsible for this fatal mess, but as he sees it, he was forced to do it. Here are some of the principles, paraphrased in my words, that Mr. Greenspan laid down. Number one, the Federal Reserve is pouring money into the system to fund government spending and to keep the banking system solvent. I.e., folks, the banking system would be insolvent without Fed money. Number two, the credit needs of the United States government are so great that if the Fed did not do this, if it did not pour this money into the government, the private sector would cease to exist economically because it would be choked out, unable to borrow any money. Government expenses, ending Mr. Greenspan's statement now, government expenses are so high it would absorb all available private credit. This is because half the population is receiving a government check each month, one half. Almost one-third of the working population of 139 million people on non-farm payrolls out of the 310 million total population are employed by a local, state, or federal government, or school system, or government-sponsored nonprofit. All these are a net drain on the economy. Total local, state, and federal budgets combine to $6 trillion of a $17 trillion GDP. Ergo, government spending is a huge proportion of the economy funded by Fed money printing. You get that, folks? Of the $17 trillion of the U.S. gross domestic product, the government counts $6 trillion of government spending as part of that money, when it is really a net drain. Okay, statement number three that we're going to examine, an inflationary bonfire. This is what Mr. Greenspan says. An inflationary bonfire is a spark away. The money supply is like kindling, awaiting a match to ignite the explosion. So, Mr. Greenspan makes it clear that the Fed's mission is to help U.S. government spending, to help fund U.S. government spending, and to defend the banking system. This is done, he told the Council on Foreign Relations, in coordination with other central bankers throughout the world, so they're all in on it together. In addition, no one knows the true liabilities because the Fed has, in essence, guaranteed the liabilities of too-big-to-fail banks and other entities. Did you get that? Mr. Greenspan says no one even knows how much we owe because we've guaranteed all these banks and other corporate entities that are, quote, too big to fail. All this means the U.S. government cannot satisfy its debts. without inflating the U.S. dollar at a great rate. So, Mr. Dowdy's original statement, quote, saving money is incompatible with a hedonistic, self-centered life, end quote. That is, in fact, the actual operating principle of the Federal Reserve. That is a hedonistic, self-centered life. So if the Federal Reserve were an individual like you or me, that person would borrow as much money as he possibly could and have himself a great time while he could, while slowly sliding into a slothful degeneracy, while his family was neglected and headed toward poverty and bankruptcy. To review Mr. Greenspan's revelations, the Fed's primary mission is to support out-of-control government spending. To do that, it creates and lends trillions of dollars, no matter which party is in office. Politicians will not change. They will not change this. Spending will continue. If the Fed tries to reverse this process, there will be a, quote, significant market event. Significant inflation is inevitable. Millions will be hurt. Seniors and savers will be hurt the most and primarily. There is no way to stop this process except through putting the brakes on with a sound gold-backed currency. But that would involve letting the house burn down and then rebuilding from the ashes. And who wants to do that? Remember Mr. Greenspan's statement, quote, a gold standard money is incompatible with a welfare entitlement economy, end quote. Very true words. And the reason no party will ever touch a sound currency or a gold-backed currency except the Constitution Party. We should remember that, folks. The Constitution Party members, and especially candidates out there, should remember that the Constitution Party platform supports gold-backed money, and that is incompatible with a welfare entitlement economy, according to Mr. Greenspan. And that's the way I see it this day, folks. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.